They'll be able to see Henry VIII's armour and weapons related to Henry VIII. Basically, it's to mark the 500th anniversary of his accession to the throne in 1509. So what the Tower of London is doing is they're bringing together this fabulous armour from which has somehow ended up in New York and France and all over the world, and they're bringing it back together to what they say will be the biggest exhibition of his armour and weapons for hundreds of years.
And what does it tell us about Henry's physique?
Well, I mean, that is the most striking thing about, you know, standing there looking at the armour. You can see, I mean, you can see immediately what a big boy he was, you know, in his 20s.
In every sense.
Yeah. Well, he was. He was big, strong, muscular guy. I mean, we know that. We know he was a big guy, and we know he got sort of grossly obese, by the time he died. But when you're looking at the armour, you can see it. So, you know, you've got armour when he was in his early 20s, and they've worked out that he must have had a 34-inch waist and a 44-inch chest, because armour has got to fit. I mean, it doesn't do you any favours. So you can see exactly how big he was. And then a bit later, I think his waist size goes up to 38. But by the time he was in his later years, it's up to 50-inch waist.
And, I mean, he must have been quite strong to actually move around in this stuff, because it's very heavy.
It is heavy. I mean, it weighed about some of the armour. One of the most impressive armours is something that was made for the Field of Cloth of Gold when he was, I think he was 28, and that weighed 94 pounds.
And that was studied by NASA when they were designing the first spacesuits in the 1960s.
Exactly. Don't ask me details of how technologically advanced it was for the time, but apparently it was really advanced. I mean, what it allowed him to do was just move easily. So you've got this 94-pound armour, and here he was able to move around freely and easily. And it was, the armourers at Greenwich did some amazing things, and a NASA scientist came to look at it in the 60s when they were designing spacesuits.
And then there are the cod pieces.
Yes. Now, I mean, you have to say, you look at the cod piece and think that's an impressive cod piece. but it was the fashion of the day for them to be, you know, roomy, about that size, which kind of doesn't.
Mark's just gone from one end of the studio to the other now. I mean, people thought these had magical qualities after Henry died.
Yeah, women would come. A couple of hundred years later, yeah. What apparently barren women would come, and if you pricked a pin into the lined cloth of Henry's codpiece, that would bring you babies.